This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave those overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 5:02, up 3 on the open. September, 5:08, up 1 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 3:83.5, up 2 on the open. September, $4.5, up 2 1/4. December, 4:20, up 3.5. March, 4:35, up 2. May, 4:46, up 4 on the open. July corn opened at 2:46, up 5 on the open. September, 2:55.5, up 4.5. December, 2:70.75, up 5. March, 2:81.5, up 4 1/4. May, 2:90.5, up 4 1/4. July, 2:97.75, up 4 1/4. September, 3:02.5, up 2.5. December, 2007, 3:08.5, up 3.5 on the open. September oats open at 1:97, up 2 on the open. July soybeans open at 6:08, up 6 on the open. August, 6:11, up 4 3/4. September at 6:18, up 4 1/4. November, 6:32.5, up 4 3/4. January, 6:42, up 4.5. March, 6:48.5, up 4 1/4. May, 6:50.5, up 2 1/4. November, 6:68, up 3.5 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 1:75, up 2:10 on the open. August, 1:75.50, up 1:40. July soybean oil opened at 27.18, up 8 on the open. The August contract up 8 as well at 27.23. At the Merck, August feeders open at 115.25, down 65 on the open. September, 114.70, down 95. October, 113.75, down 90. August live cattle opened at 84.30, down 102.5 on the open. October, 88.55, down 57.5. July lean hogs opened at 71.10, down 15 on the open. August, 68.40, down 32.5. October, 60.05, down 50. December, 57.30, down 50 on the open. And July pork bellies opened at 92 even, down 180 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the numbers that we had off the opens have been extended to the plus side even more, Kurt. Is this all weather today?
Well, mainly in the corn it is, even though we're in a position maybe receive some moisture here tomorrow. We are in a position, though, to see extremely warm temperatures as we go into the weekend. So trade's going to add some weather premium. Also, too, we're sort of challenging some resistance level in this December corn here at this 272-273 area. If we're able to poke through that, we'll see if there's some buy stops above it and try to extend the gains. But corn demand's fair. Weather's a concern, and so the trend this morning is to buy corn.
And let's look at the technicals a little further in the corn then. There's this little gap that was left over from 6th June to 12 June, 277 to 277 1/4. Is that a potential upside gap we might see filled if we get through the 272 level?
I think that's possible, you know, especially if the weather remains somewhat of a concern and the shorts remain uneasy here. We're in that type of year where the weather's going to change every 6 hours and the market's going to move accordingly here, but we definitely need to get above this 72-73 area and stay there for an hour or two to give the trade confidence to push it higher.
All right. If it's not weather in the soybeans, what is it?
Well, you know, demand long-term and the ample supplies. We'll have a new USDA report out on Wednesday morning, and when you still look at over 500 million bushels of old crop supplies around. You're still looking at world supplies of beans around. You know, it sort of keeps the market in check in here. Plus, two beans is August. Right now, we're trading corn, or the trade's concerned about corn as we go into pollination. Beans is just plain August as the trade becomes excited about beans.
Interesting with the beans. We've been in this midway, sideways trading pattern, 40 cents or thereabouts in the NOVE contract for, since December, it seems like. Because of the length of that movement since December till now, would a breakout to either side, upside or downside, result in a major price move, in your opinion?
Well, you would think so. Everybody's been calling that for the last 6 to 7 months, and it seems it goes up there and just fizzes out or breaks and looks bad and it's ugly and comes back up. I think we're still going to be staying at trading range here for another few weeks yet until the market gets comfortable whether or not we're going to have some weather concerns or rust concerns or not. But it's been a trader's dream to be able to sell resistance and buy support, and that sounds a lot easier than what it is. But I see no breakout coming here in the near term until we get into August.
So the faint we had last Thursday where we went through the June highs at 635, that was just a glimpse on the screen, so to speak.
Well, for that day, I mean, we went out and activated some buy stops just above those recent highs and failed to follow through, and now here we are back to where we started and back to maybe giving that high a challenge again. But once again, it's going to hinge on weather. If we miss the rains here tomorrow here in the Central Belt, and we go up to 90 degrees and stay there, it's clearly going to be a breakout to the upside.
I would think weather would play a big factor over in Minneapolis, where the lead option was up 10 today.
Yeah, we're going to continue to monitor the Monday afternoon's crop conditions report, expected to show some additional deterioration in that spring wheat crop. They've been unable to receive some rain. They've been dealing with higher temperatures, too. That crop's been real sensitive here. It's the leader and going to remain a leader. There's ideas that this Minneapolis wheat can march on up to $6 fairly quickly.
Turn your attentions to Wednesday's supply and demand reports. What numbers will you be keeping your eye on?
Well, the traders are looking at old crop ending stocks with 2005-2000 beans to be adjusted down to 560 million bushels. The average guess ranges anywhere from 530 up to 576. And that's comparable to the 570 in the June report, you know, which is down 10 million. For the 2007-6-7, the new crop, they're looking for ending stocks to be about 586 million bushels. The range is anywhere from 525 up to 649. Last month we were at 655. The reason being is they'll use the June acreage numbers where we saw a few less bean acres. Production numbers are going to be adjusted accordingly. On the corn, the old crop corn ending stocks for 05-06 is looking to be down to over 2 billion bushels. Range is 195 up to 217. Last month we were looking at 2-1. On the new crop, we'll probably see a little bigger number just because we're looking at bigger on the acreage shift there. A few more corn acres than what the USDA indicated back in March.
195 to 217 seems pretty wide to me.
Well, basically, there's different opinions out there. The thing to remember is we've got ample supplies of old crop. We got ample supplies of wheat being stored around due to the wide basis. So the bottom line is the weather market here, we need to probably continue to have our selling shoes on rallies in here, especially in the cash, because I have a feeling as we're going this falling through here, they're going to use this excuse that we've got still plenty of old crop stocks around, can't move it, can't get rail cars, can't get trucks, barge rates are high and everything else to give them reason to widen the basis out going this fall. So even though we are looking at some weather concerns, with the old ample old crop supplies around, I think guys still needs to be a seller going into this fall.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri-Energy in Palestine, Illinois. producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
September wheat at the Board of Trade now trading 403.5, up 5.25. September corn, 257.25, up 6.25. August beans, 612, up 5.75. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.